tour their facility at any time at 499 North Indian Rocks Road in Bel Air Bluffs. And please feel free to call anytime, 727-584-7671. Hubble Funeral Home and Crematory. Simply compassionate. Find the
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Thank God it's Friday!
Line it up, baby!
Hey!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
This is Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Sepp.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
What is going on, everybody? It is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. A lot of things to talk about, and at the bottom of the hour, old number 7, Martin Gramatica, coming on the program this afternoon to talk about what's going on with their family foundation. A pretty cool event. I think it's in about 2 weeks, so we will talk to Martin about that. But one of the things that I kind of want to start with, and there's so much to get to. We'll get to the Ray Rice. We'll get to the UFC this weekend. We'll get to Major League Baseball and the Rays counting down the remaining home games and what's left of the 2014 season. But I want to talk about jumping conclusions. Everybody jumps conclusions on everything. And no, I'm not talking about Ray Rice yet, because I have an opinion there too, shockingly enough. I want to know, as you're driving, as you're sitting at your work booth, as you're sitting at your studio, as you're listening to this program, or as you're listening to the downloads, either later tonight or over the next week or two, your thoughts, your first thoughts on the LeSean McCoy tip situation, stemming from everybody went haywire and went berserk with the Warren Sapp when that happened. I think it happened down in the Miami area. Then the LeSean McCoy situation comes out. The owner of the restaurant tweets the receipt and the tip, and I believe it was like a $65-$68 lunch bill and a 20-cent tip. And what did you first think? Everybody, 80% of everybody, because we can't assume, because we all know what that means. But most people, I'm sure, first thought, what a cheap bastard. I can't believe he did that. He makes X amount of million dollars a year to stiff the guy. And then the two and a half men guy. Ed, what's that guy's name from Two and a Half Men that went A-wire, the winning, can't think of his name. It'll come to me as I continue the story. Sends a message to the restaurant, to the server, that he is going to give him $1,000 for the tip. Charlie Sheen, thank you. So Charlie Sheen steps up, sends him, you know, he's the good guy, he's the big guy, he's the rich guy, I'm going to send $1,000. So I'm assuming that everybody is saying, what a low life LeSean McCoy is. I can't believe, I can't believe, I can't believe. And then the other side starts to come out, that from LeSean McCoy saying, I did it on purpose. I left him a 20-cent tip on purpose because his service was awful. I want to know via Twitter, via Facebook, via text message, because I'm getting some of those. And Ed and anybody over at the Mothership Studio, if they want to jump in as well. Now that you know that LeSean McCoy wasn't being cheap, he was basically saying your service stunk. I'm not leaving you anything. So he left 20 cents just to prove a point.
Okay, but it could be multiple things, couldn't it? I mean, it could be the service was bad because the cook was slow. So you're going to take it out on the server.
Very true. And that's a very good point.
I mean, I've been to places where the server just forgets. I would never leave a 20-cent tip, but I wouldn't leave the normal 18 to 20%. I may leave 10 to 12% because that would motivate them to do better.
Have you, Ed, ever left a restaurant without leaving a tip?
Well, I'd never admit it. No. I've never. Listen, I've actually said I had poor service, and I don't blame you. I blame your manager because you weren't properly trained. But I've never taken it out on the server unless they were totally rude. I might leave 5%. But I've never walked out.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily even have to be totally rude. You know, I've been out where I have literally had to get up myself and go to the counter or go to the bar or go to whatever to get a refill of my water or my soft drink or whatever, because I've watched my server, and this just happened again recently, over in the corner just hanging out and talking to other servers.
Texting, stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, and I'll throw myself out there. I have left a restaurant without leaving a tip. Because if you're not going to do the service, why am I going to tip you if I had to go clear my own plates? It wasn't a buffet. If I had to move you know, it's always funny, and I know every single person will say that this has happened. Service always gets better when it's time to bring the bill.
Right. Well, my wife's done it too, but I've sometimes wrote on the receipt that your tip might be better if you weren't always in the back texting. And then maybe you're helping them. I don't know. But there's servers out there that just don't care.
Oh, absolutely. Because they believe that the gratuity is automatic, that they're going to get it, and that nobody will leave a 20-cent tip. No tip.
And if your service is that bad that you won't leave a tip, then I would actually talk to the manager and say the service is that bad, because the manager would need to know. But
to be honest with you, from my standpoint, I have done that. As I have walked out, I would see the manager at the front or whatever, and I would tell him, hey, listen, I just want you to know I didn't leave a tip, and this is why. You know, I don't want a confrontation. I don't want a free meal. I don't want anything. I just want you to know that the service was blah, 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 blah for these six reasons. And then I would walk out. And my family, to throw it out there, sometimes cringes because two of my daughters, my daughter and daughter-in-law, both work in that service. They are servers. And so they feel like no matter what, tip, tip, tip. And I'm like, at least do something. At least refill a drink. At least bring my... And you are 100% right, Ed. The fact that some people do take it out on the server when it's the cook, when it's the back, when it's... But you can tell the difference sometimes. You know, if the food comes out 20 minutes later, you know, part of it is the server's fault because they need to stay on the back. But you're right. It's the back of the house, since I watch MasterChef, that, you know, makes the food, that does the food. But if the server's doing their job, they're going to notice, hey, they've been there 20 minutes. They've been there a half an hour. But like you said, a lot of times they just don't care.
Yeah, and those are the ones that you leave a small tip to, and that maybe they get the message. And yeah, and I actually write it on the receipt. You know, your tip could have been a heck of a lot better had you not been. I've not seen them texting. Then you know when they're standing around doing nothing, and if their food is coming out slow, then real servers are in the back in the kitchen saying, "Hurry it up, guys! Hurry it up, guys! These people are waiting. They're waiting. They're not just in the corner texting." So, it's my opinion.
And McCoy decided that he was going to leave a very small tip to prove a point. And to him, it was 20 cents. And you know what? It says it's gratuity. And as much as people want more than, and all of a sudden it's jumped from 15 to 18 to 20%, I'm okay with McCoy doing what he did.
Yeah, but you know, come on, Randy, we've dealt with a lot of celebrities. When you go into a place and you do that, that's like, man, that's like causing a commotion when you do something like that.
He had to have known.
I mean, is it really going to break him to leave 10%? And then it wouldn't even be a story.
I understand what you're saying, and he should have, you know, probably done that just so that this wouldn't have got out. But you don't think that they still would have done it if he would have left $5 on a $68 tab?
I don't think the story would have been as big. When you leave 20 cents, that's screaming. Call somebody and let them know.
He got the point across. He got the story out there. So, just my opinion, your opinion, and of course McCoy's opinion as well.
And that server got $1,000 from Charlie Sheen. So
So he made out. Nice job. what's gonna happen now, Ed, is more people are gonna do crappy service in hopes that a big celebrity is gonna step up.
Yeah, but Charlie Sheen isn't going to send everybody a check for $1,000, so.
I don't know. He hasn't been spending the money as much on that little white powdered stuff, so he's got more expendable cash now. So, we will see. News out of One Buck Place, another Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and now another defensive lineman goes on IR as Claiborne, now gone for the year. One reason why they brought a couple guys back. Will Golston has been banged up. I spoke to him yesterday in the locker room. His shoulder is still not 100%, but he had hoped that he would get the approval. He said he would probably find out later in the day. I know that his participation was limited yesterday, but I did get a text that it appears Will Golston will be active and will play on Sunday, which is great news for us, seeing that Will Golston is the guest Monday night out at the Press Box Sports Emporium. This Monday was absolutely off the hook. I have always said for the 30-some years I've been on the air, 28 of them here at Tan Talk, or almost 29 of them at Tan Talk, prizes, surprises, and celebrity guests. And that's exactly what happened on Monday, as we were 20 minutes into the program with Jonathan Casillas, when all of a sudden in walks Mason Foster and a little celebrity guest for the remainder of the show. So sometimes we advertise it when I know. Sometimes we don't when I don't know. I didn't know. So you want to make your plans to be there. We're going to have some other celebrity guests, some other things coming up over the next 14, 15, 16 weeks, as obviously we'll shut it down towards the end of December because of Christmas and New Year's, but we've got plenty of time to do that. All right, we're going to go hit our first break. Some more shenanigans to get to before the bottom of the hour, and Martine Grammatica on to talk about something cool they've got coming up in a couple weeks. We'll get to that. We'll get to some NFL picks. We'll talk some UFC. A lot of stuff to get to right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by Knockout Radio and PostShare.com.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 380.
Just do that part again. AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks! Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harrison.
TAN 1340. If you'd like to pick up the phone, jump on board. Do have a couple sweet things to give away. We have some tickets to next Saturday's Gracie Tampa fights out at the USF Sundome. We're going to do a giveaway with some more Wicked Good cupcakes. We have a t-shirt from Athlete Originals, so over 72. They're probably almost at 75 athletes now. We're jump on their website. There's some really cool stuff there. I've probably ordered, I don't want to exaggerate, 20 shirts from probably about 15 or 16 different athletes. Definitely worth checking out. A couple Tampa Bay Buccaneers on there. Just so happens, as a coincidence that it is, Will Golston's line, Jonathan Casillas' line, both available through Athlete Originals. And, of course, both guys involved with the Monday Night Players Show. All right, this whole Ray Rice, Goodall, NFL shenanigan disaster continues to spiral and spiral and spiral, where a lot of people believe that Goodall is going to have to resign. Now, I believe he said yesterday that he's not going to do that. Will he get pressure, just like they got pressure to do in fire and get rid of Ray Rice? Will that also now happen to the commissioner of the NFL? Who do you believe? Did Ray Rice tell Goodall over the summer what he did? Did he tell the ownership of the Baltimore Ravens what he did? Now, as I watched some of the news last night, I guess four unnamed sources claimed he did. Of course, all four of those unnamed sources are friends of Ray Rice's. My question is this, and I know that I made the comment on Monday night that I am glad this video got out, and I am. The reason that I'm glad is because now people know what domestic abuse could be. I mean, there's a lot of, there's physical abuse, there's, you know, mental abuse, there's a lot of abuse. My question is, and it's not funny, but my question is, why do you need the video to now be appalled? If you saw, and because you saw the video of Ray Rice pulling the then fiance out of the elevator, do you really believe she just fell? If you know that there was domestic abuse, which we all knew because that's what was being reported, and you saw at least that much of the video, did you really need to see the video of what happened inside the elevator to know that was the outcome of what you saw from the video outside the elevator? So for people to be up in arms now, my question is, why were you not in up in arms then? I was upset then. I didn't need to see the video. But now that the video's out, I think more people are going to take the reports, and I believe they're saying this is the second highest crime that isn't reported, that now when you see or hear domestic abuse, I hope that's what you think of. I hope it is that video that you see and not just blow it off or just, how about Whoopi Goldberg? How about some of these people that have come out and said, if you hit a man, the man has the right to hit you back. Now, the Whoopi Goldberg was from a previous, I don't remember which rapper and all that stuff it was involved in an elevator, but I believe that was the one she's talking about. But there have been females that have come out and said, if you strike a man, the man has the right to hit you back. I would hope if you get hit, if you get slapped, if you get whatever, you know, you have the common sense to walk away, or in some cases, run away, or even more common sense, not be in that situation. But it will be interesting how this whole thing plays out. Will Ray Rice get his indefinite suspension lifted now that the commissioner, the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens are now being thrown under the bus because people are saying, or Ray Rice is saying, and his people are saying, that you knew all along. That if you knew all along, why are you jumping up in arms? I think Ray Rice will be back. He may not be back this week. He may not be back next week. He may not be back in 2014. But Ray Rice will be back. I believe he'll be back no later than next year. And all you have to do is look at one other player, Michael Vick. If he's back, Ray Rice will be back. Not that one is better or worse than the other. They're both unbelievably bad. But I do think that he will be back next year. The Blade Runner was found not guilty of the main charges. He was found guilty of a form of homicide. And there's a lot of reports coming out that he will not serve one more day. I don't know if he's served any yet, but that he won't do jail time. He can do a couple years jail time, or he could get house arrest. He could get where he'll have to pay the family money. But it appears that Oscar will not do jail time. And that's just from the reports and the rumors that are coming out of South Africa. So obviously bad news, but then again, we don't know. We're not there. We're not on the jury. Details. Back to the McCoy story. Details. Let's don't jump conclusions until you know all the details. I was not in that courtroom. I didn't read up on the trial. So, to say any more than that, I think would be bad on my case. A lot of guys got drilled yesterday in Major League Baseball. I mean, and not just Stanton. And Stanton got drilled. And if you saw that, obviously it was awful. If you didn't see it and you haven't heard about it, I seriously doubt, and again, if you listen to the Thursday night show, we have a conspiracist on the show and the naive guy. I'm the naive guy. I don't think in that situation, I do know pitchers do hit guys on purpose. You know, there's payback. There's things that you do in the game of baseball that falls under the quote-unquote unwritten rule. Obviously, throwing at a head, I find extremely hard to believe that anybody would do it. And in that situation, there was no reason to do it. Not just not hitting him at all, but obviously hitting him in the head. Then on a check swing, another batter gets drilled. Benches clear. I love baseball bench clearing brawls. They're so fun. You know, all these guys running out there and acting tough very rarely does anything really truly happen, but it's good TV. But quite a few guys, including Derek Jeter, got drilled last night. And your Tampa Bay Rays have a no-no going into late innings. I don't know if it was the seventh or eighth. It was the fourth longest no-hitter in Tampa Bay history, and then they go and lose the game. So from a no-no to now they've lost the game. Just nothing went right for the team that many people, including I believe it was Sports Illustrated, picked to win the World Series, to now a team that obviously isn't even going to make the playoffs, and just a dreadful, dreadful year. A lot of banged up bodies, a lot of injuries, same as over in Tampa Bay with the Bucks, and only one game in. But we'll talk a little more baseball in a second. This Sunday, big game against the St. Louis Rams. Big game for a few reasons. One, that it's the Derrick Brooks retirement. I think it's cool. We've all seen his whole career go through. Class guy off the field and a great football player on the field. But it was brought up to Gerald McCoy, and I'm sure other guys. I just happened to be at the Gerald McCoy booth, if that's what we want to call it, on whether this is a must game. And I liked Gerald's response and the fact that every game is a must game. But calling the second game of the season a must game, it is. 0-2, both losses, if it were to happen. And I picked Tampa to win on Sunday. As I said, sat there, I'm like, I can't believe it. I picked them to win. Typical for me. I'll never do it again. Well, guess what? I am going to do it again. I am going to pick the Tampa Bay Bucks to beat St. Louis on Sunday. And if they don't, then yes, we've got some serious problems. We've got problems anyway. But for St. Louis to come in, and I believe they will have their third string quarterback going on Sunday, it is a must game. You can't drop to 0-2 2 weeks in, both home games. So I hope that they are looking at Sunday as a must game. I think they are. Some of the players we've talked to said they are. But what they were saying is you can't put too much pressure on, and then that's where even more mistakes happen.
Hey, so, Randy, something I noticed, you know, in watching that game, it's obvious that there are offensive problems, and the offensive coordinator is out, and it looks like that's going to happen this week. And you know, the guy that's doing it now is just a quarterback coach, and he just didn't look confident in calling plays. And that's a big part of the game. And I'm just wondering if that's where the major problem is right now.
No, I don't think so, because I still think it's the offensive line. The thing that I found interesting as he was making the calls, Tedford was in the box. And they're even implying that I think he was back at work today. Now, he hasn't been there all week, but if he's up in, it's kind of like when a manager gets suspended and he's in the back room. He's still sending signals out. He's still being involved. I would think that Tedford was still involved.
Mm. They said that if he's in the box this week, he won't be calling plays.
Now, I didn't realize this, but I believe the quarterback coach, who's going to be calling the plays if Tedford doesn't, called the plays in college for Tedford. So, yes, he was thrown into it, but it's also something that he's done before. But I don't care what plays you send in, those two interceptions that McCown threw, I think if I put you at quarterback, you wouldn't make those two passes. So it really didn't have much about that. We'll have to see. I think he'll be more comfortable, obviously, this week than last week. But it's the St. Louis Rams. It's a winnable game, and it is, without a doubt, a must win.
I got to tell you, hang on. Break. I wanted to tell you real quickly the funniest comment I heard out of the stadium, how fast people can jump off the bandwagon. I heard a fan actually say, after the game, to another friend, well, who do you think we should draft first next year?
I've seen it. And they're talking about quarterback. Yeah. They're already saying it with the first pick. What quarterback should we take? One weekend. All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, I believe number 7, Martin Gramatica, will be standing by. We'll talk a little football. More importantly, we'll talk a little kickball with Martin Gramatica when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Lobster lovers, don't miss the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival September 26th through the 28th. There will be plenty of freshly cooked homemade lobsters, craft beers, ribs, chicken, Italian ice, and other succulent food selections prepared by some of the area's most popular local restaurants. Experience three fun-filled days of live, non-stop musical entertainment performed by some of Tampa Bay's most popular bands. Don't miss this memorable experience. This is the event of the season, and patrons will be talking about it long after the most tasty crustacean is consumed at the festival. The Palm Harbor Lobster Festival benefits the world-famous Suncoast Primate Sanctuary located in Palm Harbor. Patrons will enjoy fresh, live Maine lobsters cooked to order courtesy of Tampa Bay's Lobster Haven. Presented by the North Pinellas Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival is sponsored by WTAN Radio, Swamp Ale Beer, Bayshore Signs, Been There, Dump That, and the Taste of Tampa Bay Magazine. For more information, visit the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival on Facebook or visit www.suncoastprimates.com.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Six, 10, 13, 40, half down, half to go. You would think that I would know what time my radio program is. With that said, let's welcome to the program good friend of mine. It's been a while since I've seen him, Martin Gramatica. Martin, how are you?
Hey, good, Randy. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. First, I want to tell you that I thought your kick, I thought the field goal was good.
Yesterday,
yes.
The first one was good. The second one I missed because I was trying to hit my buddy in the, you know what, so...
No, I thought they were saying the first one was no good, and that's why they've extended the goalposts, because then you would have known that it was good.
Oh, no. The first one I hit straight just to distract them, and then I was trying to hit them, but the second one, I missed that one. So.
What we're talking about is Martin was on yesterday with Charlie Belcher on Fox 13 to talk about a pretty cool event that's coming up. Before we talk about the event itself, talk about the Gramatica Family Foundation and what you guys do.
Yeah, after retiring from football, I started a construction manufacturing company that we manufacture prefab buildings, residential, commercial, So when we started our foundation, we wanted to tie it in with construction. And then obviously after 9/11, we wanted to do something for soldiers, you know, and that's kind of how it came about. We build mortgage-free homes for wounded veterans. We partner up with some other nonprofits. We started with a group out of Texas where I met their founders there at a Super Bowl, and we were pretty much their first partnership here in Florida. So from there, we have now five that we've done the last 4 years, two in or the Orlando area, two in the Tampa Bay area, and then one in St. Pete. So so we're really excited about the opportunity to help these guys out. But, you know, at the end of the day, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have any freedom. You know, we wouldn't be able to walk around free in the streets. I mean, those guys are pretty much the people that give the freedom to the United States. You know,
all the charities, or I'm going to say most of the charities that are out throughout the United States, throughout the country, are all top notch. This one obviously means a whole lot more to me than some, being a veteran. And you and I have talked at a couple other charity events that we've run across about this and what it's for and helping the veterans. And you have another one of your fundraisers, and it's a cool event. And like you said, I think it was yesterday, there's a lot of golf tournaments. I don't know many events that are like what you have upcoming.
Well, first of all, I'm a horrible golfer, and I don't really like golf, so I figured let's not go that route. You know, I don't want to embarrass myself at my own event. So we figured golf was out of the question. But, no, the golf tournaments are fun. You always have a good time. But we wanted to make it more of a family event. When you do go to a golf tournament, you basically go. You got to leave your family at home. You can't bring your kids, wife. So this way, we have a whole wing between two of the fields that is dedicated to kids. We're going to have dodgeball. We're gonna have bounce houses, face painting, I think. So last year, for example, my kids were in that zone the whole day. I barely saw them. They just played all day. So it's kind of nice where, you know, the parents can come out, have a little competition in the kickball field, and not have to worry about their kids. So it was something different, and we wanted to do something that involved kicking. So kickball was the perfect way to do it.
How many teams do you already have? How many teams are you looking for? Is this an all-day kind of round-robin tournament? What are some of the awesome details?
Well, yes. Last year we ended up with 26 teams. 26, 27 teams. And going into the day, we only had seven. So a lot of people signed up last minute. Right now we're up to 25. So in the events in 2 weeks. So we're expecting a lot more. We partner up with Hillsborough County Parks and Rec. So we have five of the softball fields, which we've created two kickball fields per. So we're looking at 10 fields there. Plus the whole Little League Baseball took a bye week to accommodate us if we needed those fields. So if we were to – we're shooting for 40. That way we can just stay on the softball side of it. But if we have more, we can accommodate more teams. But the way it is, each group plays in one field, groups of four. The winner of that group advances to the single elimination, kind of like World Cup style. I figure it's the quickest way to go. They're 25-minute games. The thing that we shortened this year was the in-between games. Last year we made it 15 minutes. This year is going to be five. That way teams get in and out. You know, we want to, you know, last year kind of dragged along. It was a long day, so we want to make sure we have a good time. We get our purpose, which is, you know, promote our veterans and show, you know, what the event's for, and thank those guys for what they do for us, and then also have a good time, but not drag it along too long. So that's what we're trying to expedite things that way by shortening the in-between games.
We are talking to Martin Gramatic, and I'm so surprised that you reverted to FIFA rules to put a tournament together.
Well, I don't know. If it was FIFA, I'd be stealing all the money or something, right? No.
No. We're not going to tell you.
Then I'd already pick a winner too, you know. So
there you go. Now, will the three of you guys be playing? Will each of you have your own team? How is that going to work?
No, the way we just want to be able to interact with everybody, so we don't have a team. We're just gonna hang out. Last year, somebody needed a player, so Bill jumped in and helped out. You know, if we need to, we'll jump out. I know there's a couple of my ex teammates that want to have teams. I know Mike Allstock came out last year, hung out for a little bit. And he had a great time. So now I believe his foundation's putting a team together. I know Corey Ivey told me he wanted to have a team. So there's a few guys that are be coming out and putting their own teams. But what we do with celebrities, if they come out, we're going to either auction them off to play with somebody for a game or just to help us raise a few more dollars or just let them come on and jump in if they have any friends around they can play on their team. So I'm not sure yet how we're going to do that part of it, but we're expecting some guys, you know, baseball, MLB baseball guys, obviously NFL guys. And then we're going to have a bunch of veterans there that we want to be able to thank.
How about auction-wise? Are you going to have any kind of auction or any kind of raffle where some people can not only spend some money but maybe bring some items to help as well?
Yes, we will have a silent auction going throughout the day. And then on our website, GrammaticaFamilyFoundation.org, we have an awesome auction. Marine Max has donated a 48-foot catamaran that's four bedrooms, so basically four couples. Or eight people if they don't want to take their wives, they want to just go hang out. So either way, but it's an amazing vacation. It's in the British Virgin Islands, and it's worth $14,000 right now. I think the auction's at $5,500, so that's a great item that we have. We figured in this case we did a we're going to do an online auction for that. So if they go on our website, they can see all the details on that.
And I'm looking at it. You can also donate other ways you can get involved. That's absolutely outstanding. I'll be in touch with all three of you guys. I've got a couple items I'll get you and try to help raise a little bit more money. But before I let you go, it's only been a few years. Do you miss playing?
Oh, yeah. I miss it every day. The thing I tell people, I don't miss having to go practice and work out every single day, even though I try to stay active, but I don't miss that part of it. But I do miss the locker room, the game, you know, just hanging out with the guys. And when people ask me, how do you compare it? There's nothing that you will do after football that will compare to what we did. You know, there's no locker room atmosphere. There's no joking around. I mean, there is in certain jobs, but it's not like the locker room where you have 53 guys in that locker room that all are shooting for one goal. And, you know, and it gets fun. You know, I mean, we make fun of each other. We have a good time. And, I miss it. It's a lot easier now that I'm older and I'm, you know, my body aches and hurts to not want to be out there as much. But the first couple of years were tough, you know, going to games, feeling that I could still do it. Physically, I felt great, except my adductor muscle, which is a huge muscle for kicking. So if it wasn't for that, I felt like I could still do it. But yeah, I miss it. I think any guy you ask, you know, they're definitely going to miss that for sure. And then you miss the fans, you know, you miss going out there on the field and being part of a celebration, because I mean, it's for everybody else, it's a party. For us, it was business, but it was awesome.
What was it like as you were sitting at home this year and last year as well, when Warren Sapp went in the Hall of Fame and then Derek Brooks this year, and both guys, as they're naming players, and they only named a couple, you were mentioned by both guys?
To me, it's a great honor. I know Warren always, you know, picks me as his kicker. If he had to kick any field, he always throws my name out there, which is an honor for me to, you know, to have a guy in the Hall of Fame think of me that way. And then with Derek, I mean, you can't ask for a nicer guy, and for him to say that and the way he said it, not just mention my name, but talking about games and explaining some scores and all that, for me, it was an honor. I feel like I'm in the Hall of Fame after those two guys went in and mentioned my name. And I think that's why we were so successful, because we all stuck together. We all we were a team. You know, there was no individuals. Even though we had superstars, we had great leaders. But the way Dungy, you know, put in our heads, you know, we're a team. You know, no one man's going to win a game for anybody. You know, we were all going to do it together, and that's what it shows you. You know, because I mean, a lot of guys go in the Hall of Fame and they talk about themselves. These guys talk about all their teammates.
I'm sure you've heard the story, and I don't know if it was one of the stories Warren told last year. Your rookie year, something happened. They went to tape you to the goalpost, and Warren stuck up and said, "That's our offense. You can't do that."
I didn't hear the story. I told the story because I was a rookie, and I thought I was going to die when all the linemen wanted to find you and pretty much kill you because you didn't bring the right breakfast. So when he stood up and defended me, I was like, man, that is the coolest thing ever. I was literally hiding from these guys, you know. So they were, you know, there's nothing worse than hungry linemen. So, and it was thanks to my misunderstanding with our cook that day. They were a lot of hungry linemen. So, yeah, so he stood up for me, and from then on, we were buddies. You know, he was awesome. He's been great. And that's what I tell people. You know, a lot of people see or talk about the Warren and make, you know, and criticize him. But I know the real Warren. I know how much charity work he does, how much he cares about people, and also how he treats his teammates. I tell him he's the best teammate I ever had. You know, anything you ever needed on the field, obviously, he gave everything he had to his team, but also in the locker room. In the locker room, if you were one of Warren's guys, man, he was awesome. So, I have nothing but awesome things to say about Warren.
The event is Saturday, September 27th. You can get the information at GrammaticaFamilyFoundation.org. I mentioned to Santiago about once a month, the Jonathan Casillas radio show picks a charity to be the charity of the month. I've already talked to them, and you guys are going to be the charity next month. And I'll get you and Santiago and Bill all the information in the next couple of days.
Well, I really appreciate it, Randy. And by the way, I don't know if you're listening. No, but you were my first radio show ever when I came to Tampa. Baba Luis, I don't know if you remember that day, but I thought it was pretty cool because nobody wanted to talk to a kicker that just came out of college. But you did, so appreciate that.
If you remember, at that show, we watched a guy in the parking lot change his shirt so he could come back in and get another autograph.
Were you sure that wasn't Royals trying to get something free?
Yeah, well, he got three autographs. There you have it. Martin, thank you very much for your time, and I'll be in touch with you next week.
All right, Randy. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too. Martin Gramatica, everybody. And you can get all the information at GrammaticaFamilyFoundation.org. Charity kickball tournament. We may even put a team together. So I'll have more details next week. And that was pretty cool that Martin said that. So with that, let's jump out to the phone lines real quick before our last break. Larry, how are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Okay, just me, no guys.
Oh, yeah. Called in. I didn't get a chance to listen to the show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
All right, let's hit a break and let's see if we can get Ed a better line. His cell phone must be from another country, so we'll try to get that hooked up during the break and get Larry back on after that. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all of your pickup and delivery needs anytime, anywhere. In offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll free at 800-422-2828 or online at newaretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
Yeah, I'm getting down into the music as well. All right, if we have time, we will touch base on the Tito Ortiz-Stefan Bonner fight that's coming up at Bellator 131. Tito Ortiz was on Knockout Radio last Thursday. Also, the Luke Rockhold-Michael Bisping fight that's coming up November 8th in Australia. I may have to go out to that just because I'm looking forward to that. These two guys really do hate each other. Somebody I don't hate. I enjoy having them on the line. Larry, how are you? Let's try it again.
Hey, Rand, how you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for the better phone connection.
Yes, I was really enjoying your interview with Gramedica. I tell you, he gave some insight that I didn't know what was going on, I guess, when Brooks was calling his name. I can't remember a self-speech, but I guess I didn't listen to self-speech like I listened to the Brooks' speech, how Brooks mentioned him. So I guess you never know how much you need a kicker until you're 2 points down and you're on the 20-yard line and then 1 second left on the clock. And then you know you need a kicker. So kickers are important. Sometimes people may say kickers are not important. They are very important.
Well, they definitely are important. And I didn't know if I wanted to go. You know how I always try to be funny and 87,000 comedians out of work and I think I'm funny. Well, I almost threw out when Martin said about missing practice because back in the day when Mark Royals used to do the show with us and we would talk about kickers and punters and stuff all the time, the big riff was those guys never practiced.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know, they were over in their corner. They were playing their little games. They were doing their things just to stay busy. But it is funny how everybody rips on kickers and punters and look how long it took Ray Guy to get into the Hall of Fame and all because he's a kicker. But like you said, try going, you know, 30 seconds left down by 2 points. I don't know. How come I'm thinking about, you know, Atlanta all of a sudden and Matt Bryant?
Yeah. You need a kicker, I tell you. But Randy, I know it was a long time ago you had an interview with him, his first show. He remembered that with the first show.
Yep.
But there was another guy you used to have on the show. He used to play with the Bucks, a guard, and he went to Baltimore. But I think he was a coach at Baltimore as well.
Todd Washington.
Yeah, that's his name, Todd. Now, how do you know? Is he still coaching, or you don't hear about him anymore?
I think he's still with Baltimore. I haven't talked to him in a little while. A great guy. You know, back in the day, not that they're not great guys now, but back in the day, it was just a little bit different. That whole, like Martin said, the unity that those guys had, Todd Washington and Jorge Diaz and Frank Middleton and all those guys, characters, good dudes. And, you know, Todd was doing real well, obviously won another Super Bowl being with Baltimore. And, you know, just because you said that, I'll have to reach out and get Todd back on.
Right. Although these guys are tough on the field, he's one of the nicer guys off the field, like a little baby off the field, but he was a tough guy on the field. And I guess most football players out there, where they're a different person than when they're off the field.
Well, you know, and it's not just football, Larry. I mean, take a look at, you know, my love, mixed martial arts and the Ultimate Fighting Championship. And these guys are, you know, warriors, and they get in a cage and they beat the crap out of each other. And they're some of the nicest guys I've ever met as well.
Right, yeah. So I guess it's the game, but it's important, too. Games are important in sports. it bring a lot to a city. When the city win a championship, I mean, they get excited. And that's why I mentioned to you a few months ago about when LeBron went back to Cleveland. I know the city of Cleveland would love to have a parade one day. It would be a great thing for them to do, sure, to celebrate. Yeah.
Well, if you get a chance, listen to the download from the Monday night player show at the Press Box where we had Jonathan Casillas out. He'll be doing every other Monday show. And we talked about that he was a rookie in New Orleans when they won the Super Bowl down in Miami, and how that helped the city of New Orleans after Katrina. And, you know, what sports does and what teams do and what these guys getting out in the community and how that helps rejuvenate, you know, the city when they are down on their luck, like what happened to Katrina or what happened up in Boston, you know, after the bombing and then them winning the World Series. And a lot of times fans and players take it for granted, and a lot of times they know what their role is.
Right, and I know with the Buccaneers that time they won the Super Bowl, I never thought, even when the Rays went to the World Series, the city just went, it just was crazy. But it's good to be there when it's going on, and that's right. Like now, they want the baseball teams all to have a chance. I think last night the Rays are officially out of the playoff run, but they've been out a few weeks ago, but I guess officially now they're out of it. So it just that even adding a wild card, two wild cards in baseball, it made other teams still dream. Like even Kansas City right now, being a small market team, they might win a division. If not, they could win the wild card. But they still have to keep winning because things can happen. Things can happen.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And at first, I didn't like the second wild card, and it's kind of like the chase in NASCAR, and you need to change things up when the time is right, make it more interesting, make the last 20 games, the last 15 games mean something, and right. And that's what they're now doing with that second playoff, for sure.
Okay, well, with Randy today, I'm off today, my father-in-law passed, so I just said, let me call Randy, my friend, here, let me get... I was just sitting here today just relaxing and stuff. So I said, give me a call. I didn't get a chance to turn the show on to listen to the whole show, but I caught the Grammatica interview, so that was wonderful hearing him. And the good, he's still doing things. I guess most of the football players, the good ones, that when you finish the sport, you're still doing things in the community or doing something in the world. You're just not just gone somewhere. You're still doing something that somebody can recognize you.
Absolutely, and it's something that you know, they all still want, they all still need. You know, they were very well known when they were playing, and they enjoy still being known, and they enjoy still getting out in the community. And I know a lot of the guys like the fact that their name and their appearance still means something, and the fans still, you know, want to say hi, want to get pictures, want to get autographs. Right. Larry, thanks for the call. I'm sorry for your loss. And yeah. Let's talk again real soon.
Okay, you have a good one, Randy. Okay.
Okay, yeah, you too. Piers, Derek Jeter out of the lineup after being drilled last night. And kind of crappy with only 25 X amount of games left. You know, Jeter needs to play as many games as he can just for the fans. You know, Larry was just talking about the fans and the fact that this is the swan song, get out, watch Derek Jeter. It's one thing watching him on TV, but if you're in a city, a major league city, and the Yankees are coming to town, whether you like him or hate him, it's still Derek Jeter. And he's one of those types of players that you're going to look back 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road and say, I watched this guy play. I miss watching this guy play. So you mark my words that will be how it plays out. All right, so last night, and I picked Baltimore to win, by the way. Everybody was jumping on the Pittsburgh Steelers bandwagon. I just had that things happen, you know, when you're down, when everybody's dumping on you, whatever, everybody's all over Baltimore. This helped Baltimore in the locker room, not the Ray Rice situation and all that, but I'm just saying all the media, all the pressure, all the exposure, all the eyes on, teams come together, people come together, everyone comes together, and Baltimore didn't just win, but Baltimore blew them out 26-6. I did predict earlier in the program, I'm going to predict it again. The Bucs do get their first victory. They will win on Sunday against the St. Louis Rams. And yes, I just got 4 texts, 5 press releases, and 77 Facebook posts that the Yankees are coming to town. So you want to get out there in the Tampa Bay area, if nothing else. And when the Yankees come, I know the fans are there for the Yankees. And you know what? It's okay. Whether Madden likes it or doesn't like it, whether the other Rays like it or don't like it, get out there, support baseball, and watch Derek Jeter for the final time. You'll see him around the Tampa Bay area, but it'll be the last time that you'll see him in the number two jersey until he goes into the Hall of Fame, until he goes back to Yankee Stadium for an old-timers game. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Certainly want to thank Martin Gramatica. Hit him up at GramaticaFamilyFoundation.com. Get in touch with me at Knockout Radio on Twitter.